Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, with Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. And this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that place of favor, that place where we have favor with God and man, that place where God's favor allows those who he's called and commissioned to come along beside us to help us gain what God has said, win victories. They stay with us and they work with us until that happens, as we see with David and his kingdom, and those men in the cave of Adullam who came beside him and they stayed there until he won, which was a lifetime of victory. The Bible says that his favor with us lasts a lifetime. So God will cause people to help us win in every area of our lives. And as we win, they win. They see God's greatness in their life. They see God's favor in their life. They see God move in their life because of what they make happen for us. That place of favor is also that place where we see God will cause his goodness to open doors for us, make ways for us. He will cause it to be plain before us, make known to us what his divine will is. He gave Abraham favor. Abraham had favor that even when he faced enemies, God was there with him, and the enemies did not overtake him. So we want that kind of favor, that process places, that process that God is making us and getting us ready for our tomorrow. He's shaping us and making us, growing us. And that place, how he grows us in the places and how he causes us to grow is the things that come to make us strong, the things that challenge us. And we are not to get a stiff neck or become hard-headed or walk in sedition against God and his will, rebellion against his will because of the places that he's making us in and trying us in. Israel did this. They rebelled against God. They were stiff-necked against God and what God was doing in their life. And instead of them yielding to him, that first generation walked around the wilderness 40 years because they refused to submit to God. And we don't want that to be our testimony. We want to be able to say we allowed God to make us, and we were pliable for the master's use, pliable to his word and his will. That their place is also that place where Abraham was. Abraham was being made, and he was getting ready, him and Sarah, to carry on what God said to every generation, not just to have a baby, but to carry on the covenant of what God said so that God's will can be done in their lives. And God wants us to be able to carry what he is saying for us and to pass it on to the next generation so that they will know God and know his will for their lives as well, and that they will continue to rehearse and live according to God's standard. That place also is that place where we have faith like Abraham. We see into the eternity what God is saying, and he brings it into time. Abraham looked at the stars and saw what God was saying and believed him. He also was able to have that type of faith that even when everything around him in his physical body was dead, which represents also his spiritual state, that God made him alive. God made him alive and Sarah alive, that they were able to fulfill, walk in and receive what God had said. That place, the Bible says, if we have the faith of Abraham, believing like he believed, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, knowing that he was going to come and we received him, then not only is the promise of Abraham's hours, but we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So this place of favor, this place and process of there, this is ours and what God makes us and shapes us for, and we're able to see even as Abraham and believe God for the word that he speaks to us concerning our lives, concerning where he's going to take us and what he's going to do in our lives and how we're going to see that great manifestation in our lives like never before as we trust him, as we believe him. Today we're going to be encouraged even in that. holding on to the promises of God, holding on to the word of God, holding on to the wisdom that God allows to come in our lives to shape us and make us, whether that wisdom is from parents or grandparents or mentors, pastors, for what we've learned from professors in college, or even from cohorts, people that we work with who teach us things, or our boss. No matter what it is that is shaping us and making us in the place of wisdom, in the place of where we're going. But most of all, the word of God shapes us and makes us for God's divine purpose and plan. And if we listen, if we apply that truth, if we don't forget that truth, if we remain humble, then we're going to see results happen in our life. We're going to see a manifestation that comes to pass. We're going to see God's goodness. And it's a work in progress. Sometimes we don't get it the first time. So sometimes it might be the second or that third time. Sometimes it's as we're going, we're getting it. As we're moving, we're getting it. Or when we get there, all the lessons add up and we're getting what we need to so that we can go to the next place, the next thing that God has for us and purpose for us. But we don't want to be ever learning and not obtaining. We want to be learning and applying what we learn in truth and authority so that we can see results, so we can see fruit, so that we can see manifestation in our lives like never before, and that we can walk into the things that God has promised for us. When we look at Proverbs, the third chapter, this is talking about trusting God, and this is trusting God with your destiny, trusting God with your purpose, trusting God with his ordained places in your life, trusting him with what he said, and knowing that he's faithful and that he will set up those in your life to help you, to teach you, to show you. He will bring what you need. Every time we look in the Bible, we see leaders in the Bible, we see those in the Bible, we see someone that God has sent to teach them, to encourage them, if they're willing, to show them. Examples, when we look at Esther, we see that her cousin was there to give her what she needed. We see that Mordecai was there to give her what she needed. I couldn't think of his name for a minute, but Mordecai was there to give her what she needed. When we look at Ruth, we see that Naomi was there to give her what she needed. When we look at David, we see that Jonathan was there, and not only Jonathan, but then there were men that surrounded David in the cave of Adullam, and that he ministered to, and that God set so that he could be an example and pour into them. And there were people that even prophets that God set in his life to teach him and to show him. All throughout the Bible, we see that there were people that God used to instruct, even with Moses. There was Jethro, his father-in-law, who gave him instructions about how he was to handle the people and lead the people without being exhausted and weary. We see even Joseph. Joseph had those who God had set and to give him what he needed at different places, and he learned. He learned what he needed in Potiphar's house. He learned what he needed in the king's prison, and all of those things worked together so that whenever he was able to go from the king's prison into Pharaoh's house, he was able to rule the way he needed to. So there was people that were depositing wisdom and knowledge and understand. The Bible says that we are to have wise counsel around us when we're making decisions. We are to understand those things. God will always allow people to be there to give us the wisdom or the knowledge of what we need for the key of what we need for that next step or that next level or that open door if we would listen, if we would apply it and not throw it away. When we look at Proverbs, the third chapter, it says, "My son, don't forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will bring you many days, a full life, and well-being." So this is talking about the teachings that he's going to get. And as we read a little bit further, it says, "Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck, write them on the tables of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard with God and people." And this is great because it's teaching us wisdom for not only where we are, but where we're going, the future. It's telling us what will happen in the future if we do these things, if we allow wisdom, God's wisdom, and the wisdom of those around us who are meaning for our good to keep us in the place of pressing, of moving, of success. If we apply the wisdom that we receive, if we apply what we receive from those people, even if it's someone that is not necessarily a relative, sometimes it can be someone God has set in our life as a mentor, or someone God is setting our life as a professor or a pastor, someone God has set in our life on our job. Maybe it might be the boss that is mentoring us or teaching us. And we might not see it at that time because it's a stretch, it's a push. It may not sound, but if we look in the spirit, we'll get what we need. We'll gain what we need. And we will be able to apply that so that we can add to ourselves or open the door for something else or do something else. A person who is serious about fulfilling their purpose will learn. They will learn. I'm going to say it again. They will learn. And when they learn, the learning that they will get will cause them to view all of life through a grid of God's intervention and God's moving for them and God allowing someone to speak, even if it's just a phrase or a knowledge that we might need. We'll gain something if we learn. If we continue to take that knowledge and to apply that knowledge, especially the word of God, then we're going to be empowered to do great things. We're going to be empowered to move into things that God says, because God can accomplish in a moment what would take us a lifetime or years to do. God can do it as we're pliable, as we're submitted, as we're allowing his will to be done. He'll apply it to our life, and we have to trust God, knowing that as we're going, God's going to get the glory. God is going to get the honor. He's going to build us up where we need to be built up, and he's going to allow when our ways please him. Every enemy is our footstool. When our ways please God, that means we are seeking God. We're just not just saying, I'm just going to do this and hope for the best. No, God, what's your will? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? I need your direction. I need your guidance. Lord, I have these plans, but I need you to bless the plan that is the one that is for me. I need you to be involved with these plans, and so that you can intervene and you can set up the grids of where I need to go and who I need to run into and who I need to connect to and what information I need to get and what wisdom I need to have to open up these doors. And when we do this, God is glorified because we're trusting him and we're depending on him and we're not allowing the teachings that has brought us to this place to stop. Even Moses teaches Caleb and Joshua so that when he's not there, they can continue to move and teach the children of Israel and the things of God. And then God comes back and he tells them, he says, listen, don't let the word be away from you. Let it be near you. Let it be frontless before you. What Moses taught you, and I'm paraphrasing him, what Moses taught you, walk in those things. Do those things because this is how you're going to get victory. This is how you're going to stay pleasing. This is how you're going to not be like the first generation that missed. And so we have to be pliable. We have to allow the truth of God that makes and sets us free to lead us and guide us, God's spirit to lead us and guide us, but also those who is placed in our lives to give us what we need to help us along the way to get to that place, of the open door, to get to that place where we are moving in and possessing what God says. Don't lose those things. Don't let go of those things, especially when you know that God placed that person there to say something to you or show you something or tell you something that's valuable. That's valuable information. That's a valuable treasure. Just don't toss it around and just let it go out of your ear, but hold on to those things because you're going to need them. And if you don't need them now, you might need them. But as you apply the word and you hold on to these things and not forget them, you're going to see, as the proverb said, favor with God and with people. God is going to give you that because he has a plan, and his plan is perfect. And if you do what this proverb is saying, if we apply this, then you're going to see that place where loyalty and faithfulness will come around to you as you are loyal and faithful over the small things, over the word of God, over learning, over disciplining yourself. You're going to see things happen in your life that's going to open up doors. It's not for naught. Anything that we do for the glory of God is not in vain. There is a payday. You can't seek after God and his will and he not bring the reward. You can't do it God's way and he not bring the reward. That's what his word is. Faithful to do it. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, The Process of Dare. And I know that you've been encouraged and that you've been inspired to go forth and do everything that God says, knowing that the best is yet to come. God bless you, and we'll see you the next time in Jesus' name.